Marist College professor is starting a 3,000-mile journey today. His solo walk begins in Portland, Oregon, and he aims to wind up back on the Poughkeepsie College campus in late August. The Navy veteran is walking to raise awareness about veteran suicide and homelessness. Tommy Zerhellen is an associate professor of English at Marist College. He was going to spend his second sabbatical writing his fourth novel. However, he was elected commander of the Poughkeepsie VFW, and his plans changed.
I started my sabbatical all ready to just take it easy and write a nice novel, drink a lot of coffee, maybe go on some trips. Well, I'm going on a trip, and I can't run. I don't know if you know this. If I get chased by a bear, I'm dead. But I can definitely walk. I've been walking a long time. I walked across Ireland a couple of times.
He was set to begin his walk in Portland with his former Navy shipmate, but mostly he'll be going it alone.
People often ask me, where are you going to stay? And my answer is, I don't know. I think an important part of this project is that I'm going to be a homeless veteran for 133 days. Because let's face it, most of us really don't know what it means to be homeless in America today.
He will not have a tent and will sleep outside on nights where no one can take him in. The idea is to raise awareness not only about veteran homelessness, but veteran suicide as well, and he wants to raise funds.
The goal is $40,387, which is the average number of homeless veterans on the street. But it all starts with awareness. You know, people just don't know, and we think we're taking care of our veterans. Thank you for your service and all these kinds of things, but we're really not taking care of our veterans, and people need to realize that. And once they do, I think great things are going to happen.
Zerhellen's goal is to walk an average of 22 miles each day to recognize the recent Department of Veterans Affairs statistic that every day in the U.S., 22 veterans take their own lives. Funds raised will go directly to programs that support veterans, including Poughkeepsie-based Hudson River Housing, where Krista Hines is executive director. She met Zerhellen about a year ago.
So he comes in, sits down in my office one day and says, okay, what can the VFW do to get more involved in our community? How can we help Hudson River Housing do more? What can we do for our local veterans and those facing homelessness? And he just went on and on. And this was the first time that Hudson River Housing had really been approached by the VFW, so we were so thrilled, and his enthusiasm and positive energy was really contagious. And from that day on, HRH started a really great partnership with the VFW and specifically with Tommy Zerhellen.
For Zerhellen, it was a case at Hudson River Housing that turned him to action.
And it was when we worked on our first veteran case together. Do you remember the female veteran? Remember that? And so we had a female veteran, local. She's single mom, five kids, two of which have special needs. And that mom, she was holding on to her job, but she didn't have a reliable car to get her kids to her doctor's appointments or get to work. And so Krista reached out and asked the VFW if we could help. And that was kind of the tipping point for me, where, you know, that was just the tip of the iceberg. I really had no idea. But that was the first time when I was like, oh, wow, there's a lot to do out here that we're not doing.
Hines says any funds donated to Hudson River Housing would help with such items as a month's rent, security deposits, and the like. Hudson River Housing works to address homelessness and develop affordable housing options. Zerhellen's fellow VFW Poughkeepsie members are supportive, though Nathan Grant didn't believe it at first.
I thought he was joking, to be honest with you, but then he said, no, I'm really going to do this. And I said, well, I'm with you all the way, and I'm very, very proud of you, you know.
VFW member James Matrando commends Zerhellen for raising awareness.
Well, I work and I stay in contact with the suicide doctor, as they call him down at Castle Point. And he would like also a lot of people to be aware of what is going on, and that there really is a problem out there, and for us to address it. And he's really bringing that attention to everyone by doing something like this.
Castle Point in Wappingers Falls is part of the VA Hudson Valley Healthcare System. Zerhellen is traveling light, though welcomes a few items.
Well, I will accept all donations of Nutter Butters. They'll be on the website, veteranzero.org, and on Facebook. You can actually send me mail if you want along the way, general delivery along the way. Just make sure it gets there by that day. I'll just stop by the post office. So notes and Nutter Butters are accepted.
Pete Colezo is Marist College track coach.
I think it's great that we as a Marist community are supporting Tommy. I'm going to do my small part to help him out. He wants me to post tips on Facebook, which means I got to actually log into Facebook, which I don't do that often, but we'll do it.
His advice to Zur Helen is the same as to his track team. Footwear matters.
My team, if the timing works out, the last couple days of the journey in Ulster County into Dutchess County, we're going to take a van out there and you know, try to help Tommy out with that. He mentioned something about waffles and pancakes at the Phoenicia Diner. What do you think, guys? Yeah, they're shaking their head. Yeah. So
when the end of August approaches, Zur Helen has a hope.
But when, you know, when I walk across the walkway over the Hudson on August 23rd, just hopefully by then, you know, people in the Dutchess County, but of course across the country, are just more aware about, you know, this because some crazy guy decided to walk across the country.
Jeff Brackett is executive vice president of Marist College.
With our 2018-2023 strategic plan, Marist has identified advancing the social good as a priority for the college, and that of course extends beyond the classroom, beyond the campus.
You know, I've been here 15 years doing this job, and it's been a pretty easy job, to tell you the truth, to, you know, shepherd young people to where they're going to go. But you know, not once have I, or my colleagues for that matter, I don't think, you know, put it into action, put their money where their mouth is. And that's a big part of this. You know, Marist is supporting me. And, you know, the Marist mission statement includes the social good, so we're really trying to put that into effect, put that in motion.
Tommy Zur Helen's nearly 3,000-mile journey will take him through Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan. His walk will be chronicled through the website of Vet Zero, the veteran service project of VFW Post 170 in Poughkeepsie. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.